speak.
No.
You speak of it.
No, child.
Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and white. They say it is a lovely land wherein a prince might dwell. Then why did you abandon it? The reason to me tell. Oh, son, I loved my native land with energy and pride. A blight came over all my crops, and my sheep and cattle died. The rents and taxes were to pay, and I could not them redeem. And that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. 'Tis well I do remember that bleak November day, when the bailiff and the landlord came to drive us all away. They set my house on fire with their cursed English spleen. And that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, your mother too, God rest her soul, lay on the snowy ground. She fainted in her anguishing, seeing the desolation round. She did not rise, but passed away from life to immortal dreams. And that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends, for you bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my coat amore at the dead of night unseen, and I heaved a sigh, and I said goodbye to dear old Skibbereen. Oh, father dear, and the day will come when on vengeance we will call. An Irish man, both stout and tall, will rally unto the call. I'll be the man to lead the van beneath the flag of green, and loud and high we will raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen.